Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf lamed dalet. We're holding almost halfway down the omid at the last mishnah of our perek, where the mishnah begins. Ro'o es hakvi, the omar hareini nozer shezech ayah. As we'll see in the mishnah, there were nine people altogether, and they were all faced with a kvi. A kvi, as you know, is a suffix chayah, suffix behemoth. We don't know exactly what its status is. In fact, in Masechtes Bikurim, there's a whole parak that deals with the various fakes involving a kvi. If a kvi happens to be a behema, then number one, its chelev is osur. However, there's no din of kisui hadam after shechita. On the other hand, if a kvi happens to be a chaya, the chelev is mutter, but there is a din of kisui hadam. So it's a suffix, exactly what a kvi is. We have nine people who are looking at the kvi, and they are now pronouncing themselves nizir. Ro'es ha-kvi v'yomar, hareini nozir shezeh chaya. The first person says, I'm a nozir, this is a chaya. He doesn't say al-manas, that there's some sort of condition. He's just saying, I am so convinced that I am right, I'm telling you, hareini nozir, this is a chaya. And therefore it would have the din of kisi adam, and you'd be able to use the chayla. The other man, the second of the nine people says, "Hareini nozer shezeh ein chay." I'm telling you, it's not a chay. I'm saying it emphatically. I'm a nozer. It's not a chay. It's just a behema. And then person number three says, "Hareini nozer shezeh behema," meaning it's a behema and not a chay. So he's basically repeating what number two said. Number two said it's not a chay. I mean, it's a behema. So number three says it's a behema and not a chay. Hareini nozer she'ein zeh behema. So number four is saying like number one, it's not a behema, but it's a chaya. Number five says hareini nozer she'zeh chaya u'behema. Since it has both dinim, it's a hybrid. So therefore, on chaya you have to go and do kisei adam. Now it's behema. Now they eat from the chayv. Hareini nozer she'ein zeh loy chaya v'loy behema. This is number six. He says this is neither a chaya nor a behema. What are the halachic ramifications? You're not allowed to be marbia it. You're not allowed to have it mate together with either a chaya or a behema, because it's going to be over the din of kalaya.
What could it be if it's not a chaya or a behema?
They have a third category, which is CT, positive.
Beria b'fnei atzma. Why don't we just okay? We'll finish off the mission, then we'll see the Toisus who addresses your question. Up to number seven. Hareini nozer she'echad mikem nozer. There are three people now that are standing on the side, watching how these six are in the middle of a halachic dispute and debate. He says, it is a chai, it's not a chai, it's a behema, not a behema. Is it both, is it neither? And now number seven says, hareini nozer she'echad mikem nozer. I take upon myself naziris, based on that one of you for sure is a nozer. Certainly one of them is a nozer. Next one says, is number eight, hareini nozer she'echad mikem nozer. I take upon myself naziris, that one of you is not a nazir. In other words, yeah, there may be others who are, but at least one of you is not. Good. And now we have number nine. Hareini nozer shekulcham nazirim. I am a nazir that all of you happen to be nazirim. Says the Mishnah, hari kulam nazirim. They're all nazirim, including number nine. Her number nine shouldn't be, because they're not all nazirim. So don't be nervous, everybody. That's what the Mishnah says. All nine of them are nazirim. Now let's take a look at the choices. Naturally, the choices are not on it. Where it's supposed to be. We're going to go back to Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph.
Now we're complicated.
Oh, it's very complicated. But the good news is that it's not such a complicated choices.
How do you find it?
The choices?
Yeah.
Well, there are quite a few.
How do you know it's been brought there?
If you learned in Daf Lamed Gimel, you saw that it was there, and it should have been in the Daf Dawan.
So it's the second line from the top of the Amid. Ro'es HaKvi, Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. Yeah. Okay, anyway, second line from the top. Ro'es HaKvi, says the Toisus, Shehu Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. Kvi, Mitzad HaLocha, is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. The Amar Ho'echad, Hareini Nozer Shezeh Chaya. Robert, good morning. Welcome aboard. We are Daf Lamed Dalet, and we're just reviewing the Toisus on Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph on the second line. So, he saw a kvi. Kvi says, Tois is a suffix chai, suffix name. The Omar Echad, the first one says, Hareini nozer shezeh chai. Vasheni Omar, Hareini nozer she'ein zeh chai, ela behema. Elabahima mashma midvar, by saying that it's not a chaya, then by definition the default is that it's a behema. Ushlishi oy mahareni nozish is a behema, v'loy chaya, which is just like number two. V'revi oy mahareni nozish is ain't a behema, el chaya, which is number one. And in fact, the Tosis says, v'havu kishnaim harishoinim. Number three and number four are exactly like one and two, el shahofchu divrayim. It's just that it's in reverse. Because the first one said it's a chaya, and it was number four that said it's not a behema, therefore it's a chaya. It was number two that said, ah, come on, it's not a chaya, means that it's a behema. It was number three that it said it's a behema. V'achamishi oy maharini nozish is a chaya u'behema, that it's both. In other words, it has dinam, v'dinam k'chaya l'kisi adam, v'dinam k'behema lesser chelboy, in ala itzachela. V'ashishi omar, this is now your shtichel, v'ashishi omar, this is the first of the narrow lines, Harini nozish ain't that loy chay v'loy behema the mashma beria lifnei atzmai. If you ever look at the government forms, gender, male, female, or other. So this is other.
Now they have or, categories, so they have binary, non-binary, all sorts of.
Tzedraita, nishtedraita.
No, it's all
tzedraita. Okay, fine. Anyway, but that's the beria lifnei atzmai, and therefore, what are the halachic ramifications? Ven yochel harbiya loy im chaya. V'loy im behema. You can't be marbia with a chay or a behema because it's a separate category of its own. So the only one you can be marbia with would be another kvi. It's interesting, this is such a murky, mysterious matter that even the very name itself is a shaila. We should say kvi. The Litvakis is hakei. Others say it's a koi, and others say it's a kevi. It's all mysterious. But anyway, this is the special kvi animal. Vashmi, Omar, the seventh one says, already knows that she'echem likem knows kloimar, she'kiven loimar emes, that one of them was mechaven to say the truth. And certainly one of them said the truth. It's either behema or achaya or both or neither. Vashmini, Omar, already knows that she'ein echem likem knows kloimar, she'yesh echem likem shaloi kiven loimar emes, that one of you didn't say the truth, which is certainly the case, because if it's achaya, then it's not a behema. If it's a behema, it's not achaya. If it's both, then it's not one of the two, etc. Obviously, none of them are. I can't say that all of them are vaday nazirim, but shekulchem safik nazirim. They're all a safik because I don't know. You don't know. The chacham didn't tell us. We'll have to wait until teiku until tishbi ataritz. What is the status of a kli? V'loiger sinan shishneichem nazirim demuchav bigamor delek elateisha. Only talking about teisha, but kli that there are nine altogether. Now the Ranjburg says you put two dots and we start a new toises. Hari kulam nazirim, all nine of them are nazirim. Vim toimar. Ich b'tan lashvin k'desham evleik b'zil. What is the toises asking? Because if you remember in the previous Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Beis that we learned on Friday, it said over there that there were six people who were walking together. Somebody's coming kinegdon from the other side, and they had a whole debate: is it Yankel Smith? Is it not Yankel Smith? Back and forth. And finally it says, Beishami umrim kula nazirin, all six of them are nazir. Or Beisil umrim, ain't a nazir, elamisha loy niskayim v'dvarim. And remember the Gemara changed it, either ain't nazir elamisha yon niskayim v'dvarim, or they were rishonim and achronim. But bottom line is, according to Beishami, everybody's a nazir. And Beisil says, the maximum is one person would be a nazir, two people, depending on what they said. So now, by the fact that our Mishnah says that all nine are nazirim, it sounds like we have a stam Mishnah like Beishami. And since normally Beisham Beisil, we pass on Beisil, why would we have a Stam Mishnah like Beishamai?
And also, Reb Tarfon is not protesting or anything, it's silent.
Reb Tarfon is not mentioned, Reb Yehud is not mentioned, Shimon is not mentioned, Reb Loz is not mentioned, Reb Ben Azari is not mentioned.
So, but just the people were in the previous Mishnah with a similar.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but it would appear from the Stam Mishnah that we're only passing like Beishamai and not like Beisil. Does that make sense? Skip a few words, V'yesh Loima. Till Beisil nami nehid the Naziris vaday loyhava Naziris loyhava and Naziris misavik hava. Ah, so what is Tosis telling us? No, this mission does go according to even Beisil, because even though you are right, it's not a nozir vaday. According to Beishamai, it would have the status of nozir vaday, because Beishamai is the one that said at the beginning of our parak that hegdish to'us hegdish. Even though some of these people are making a mistake, it's either your Yankel Smith or not Yankel Smith. And in our Mishnah, it's either it is a behema or it's a chaya or it's this or it's that. Somebody's making a mistake. Makes no difference. Hegdish to'us hegdish mitzad hadin, meaning that this is a vaday nozir. Mashenkin, according to Beis Hillel, it's all Sveikei Nozer, because each one of them, Kamzayin Yom, Kamzayin Nish, we don't know. And that's the purpose of our Mishnah. So now that we have a good understanding of our Mishnah, we go on to the Gemara, Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Tani Chodah, in one Braisa it says Tisha Nezirim. But Tani Hirap, but there's another Braisa that says Tisha Nezirioys. The Tisha Nezirim, as we'll see it in a moment, that's the case of our Mishnah, that we had 9 people that all saw the Kli or saw each other, and they made their statement. Those are the 9 Nezirim. Tisha Nezirioys does not mean ladies, but rather it means that one individual took upon himself 9 periods of Naziris, which means 9 consecutive 30-day Naziris, and that adds up to roughly 3/4 of a year. Okay, so Tumar Bishlai Metisha Nazirim Kigoyin Dehave Gavri Tvei De'itvis La'azlbe. In other words, our Mishnah, that we had this one plea, and you had 9 people, each one saying, Yo Nish Nish Yo Behema Chaya, both up. Good. How can you find one person that took upon himself 9 Naziris? At maximum, you can have one person take upon himself 6. That I understand. Can it not, like we had in our Mishnah? Meaning that the same individual says about Ikvi, he says, Harin Nozer that it is a behema, Harin Nozer that it's not a behema, Harin Nozer that it's a chaya, Harin Nozer that it's not a chaya, Harin Nozer that it's both, Harin Nozer that it's neither. One person could say all of those 6 statements. But then he could not say the Harei Nozer that one of you happens to be a Nozer, and Harei Nozer that one of you is not a Nozer, or Harei Nozer that all of you are Nazir. Mister, he's the only guy in town. He's in a small telephone booth. Well, what's a telephone booth? That's one of those things that years ago, 100 years ago, they used to have a telephone. You put money in. Really? I never heard of that. Anyway, so that telephone booth, he's the only guy, nobody else. So he could go and say, Kvi is a mechai, it's a behema, behema it's a chai. But he certainly can't go and say, well, I think that all of you happen to be Nazirim, or none of you Nazirim, or one, he's the only guy around. So, Frank Dimara, what are you talking about? Bishlei Mishis Mishkachasla, Kidanan, like our Mishnah. Avatlas Echim Mishkachasla, how do you get to 7, 8, and 9? Omer of Shechin Gagoyin Di Omer, Harein Nozir, Unaziris HaKoil Aloy. Talking about a case of our Mishnah, where there's a 10th individual. That 10th individual looks at all of the other 9 and says, since I hold like a Mishnah that all of you are Nazirim, Reni Nazir, I am a Nazir, and I take upon myself the Naziris of all of you. And therefore he becomes now 9 consecutive Nazirim, or Nazirios. But then I have a problem. What's my problem? He'll never be able to go and bring Karbonis because each one of the Naziris is a Suffolk. I mean, it's not a Suffolk, he can't go and bring a Karbin. Chazas, because it potentially is Cholabazara. So what he's going to have to do, says Toysis, he'll have to do like Rip Shimon said, that he's going to have to make a statement. Exactly. If it turns out that I am a Nazir and that all 9 of them are Nazirim, and therefore I'm 9 Nazirim, and it's Mitzad Choyva, is great. But if not, then I take upon myself Mitzad Nadova, and therefore Mamela, Mamanav Shach, he's going to be a 9 Nazirim, and he'll have to bring 9 Kabbas. If you look at the last Toysis here in the Perek, here on Daf Lamed Dalet, Kigoyin Di Omer Rei Nozer Nazirus Hakol Aloi Ro Tes Bnei Adam Shenitvesu Atzman Benazirim Ikvi. He saw that 9 people of our Mishnah, that all of them took upon themselves this Nazirus. The Omer Hari Aloi Kol De Nazirus Kulchem. I look at all of you and I take the Hilchos Nazirus upon me, the Nazirus from all of you. Hari Yesh Olav Tisha Sveikos Nazirus. The Mirza Lasakin Atzmai. How can he get out of the Naziris instead of remaining a Safik Nazir forever? Yoyim should say like Reb Shimon HaMishnah. Em Yeshalai Tes Naziris Choyva Mut. Em Lav Har Yalai Tes Naziris Nadova. Like we said, Halach Beishamai, Halach Beishamai, Halach Beishamai. We start a brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shlo Yishemin Masurim Ben Nazir. This Mishnah could have been at the very beginning of our Masechta because it's telling us the basics. And that is a Nozer, a person who says, Hareini Nozer, what rules and regulations apply, says our Mishnah. Number one, Hatoma, he has to be careful not to metamah the mason. Vatiglachas, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Yotzman again, he has to be careful not to go and eat anything which is derived from the grapes or grapevine or vineyard. Stay away from anything having to do with grapes. That's the first halach. The next halach in the Mishnah, B'chol ha-yoytzim and ha-gefim, istarfim zem zem. Anything which happens to be yoytzim and ha-gefim, meaning if he ate grapes, or if he ate the grape seeds, or if he ate the grape skins all of that and mitzdarf in there to make him oifer. In other words, you don't have to only eat grapes. The pasuk itself is very, very enumerates every one of the
meanings.
Rice leaves with getzen.
Yeah, what you're saying is absolutely correct. So the pasuk says miyayin v'sheicher yazir, yayin and sheicher, choymetz yayin v'choymetz sheicher liyishter, v'chom mishras anovim liyishter, v'anovim lachim v'iveshim lo yoichel. So you see that the pasuk does a lot of enumeration, but in particular the anovim, lachim, yeveshim, as well as mechatzan and v'adzav, all of those things are enumerated in the pasuk. And our Gemara is telling us, or our Mishnah is telling us, that all of them are mitzvah. You don't have to have a kezayis davke of zogim, or of chatzanim, or of anovim. All of them mitzvah together. All now the question, yes,
liquids and solids.
That's an excellent question, Mandy. We're going to address that right at this moment. Now the question of Mishnah is, what is the shear? We just said mitzvah and zemzeh. So what shear? Vein chayiv ad sheyoichum and anovim kezayis. The shear is always a kezayis. Now, when we say a shear is a kezayis, Mendy asked, are we talking only about ochlin or about mashkin as well? So let's wait for one more moment. We're going to address that on the Amud Beis. Mishnah Rishoyna. In earlier generations, earlier Mishnah, it said, Oimeres, the Bach takes out the word Oimeres. Mishnah Rishoyna ad sheyishta revias yayin. When you're talking about yayin, you're talking about shtia, there the shear is a revias. On the surface, you don't have to say there's a machlokes. The Tanakam is talking about solids, and solids, you talk about anovim, zogim, chatanim, that's a kezayis. And the Mishnah is showing this to my liquid, achiyishter revias yayin. We'll see about that in a moment. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, afilu shora pitoy bayayin, even if you take your pas, and you go and dip it into wine, you remember the, I don't know how many of you saw that, but the old European Jews, when they used to give tikkun, or even Kiddush and Shabbos, they used to go and take the cake and they would go and dip it into the schnapps, into the bromfen, and they would eat it that way. And, sorry?
That was the custom in my house.
Why do you think they did it that way?
Why they did it that way?
The softer meat.
They probably didn't have fresh cake every single day, so therefore this was a way to make it softer, to be able to go and chew it, and they put it into the bromfen. So this person did the same thing. He took a piece of bread and he dipped it into the wine. And we're talking about, of course, a nozir. V'yeshbo kedei letzarif kezayis, and the total amount of the yayin, which is now soaked, and which is inside this piece of bread, absorbed, thank you, absorbed in this piece, is turned altogether. So kezayis, he is chayiv.
Kedei
achilis pras, I assume. Yeah, all is kedei. But before we continue on, Rabbi Kiva is telling us two chidushim. Chidush number one is that heter mitzarif li isur, which means, even though he's eating a piece of pas. And pas, obviously, there's nothing wrong with a nozer eating bread all day and all night. There's no iser in eating pas. However, by the fact that he put it into the yayin, and now, together, we have the pas and the yayin, the shir kezayis, your chayv. That's number one. Number two, we see that Rabbi Kiva holds it even by the mashka, even by the liquids, such as yayin, the halacha is be kezayis, and not be not berevis.
What we're saying is that there's a small amount. So when we say that it's we're soaking the bread in the
wine.
Mm-hmm. There's a small amount of wine, but it extends to an olive sized piece of bread, or there is
the bread together with the wine adds up to a kezayis.
So there's definitely less than a kezayis, so to speak, of wine.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
100%. So now we see according to Rabbi Kiva that although we're talking about liquids, he says that the halacha is that it goes be kezayis, which normally we associate with a solid. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's both solids and liquids. After all, pas and yayin, that's a solid and a liquid. The shear is be kezayis. The question is, what is the halacha according to the Tanakh of the Mishnah? And what's the halacha according to the Mishnah Rishoyna? Back on the Amud Aleph, we said, is that referring only to solids? Mendy, I'm so happy you're back because we're addressing your issues now. Rebbe Kiva clearly says both Ochel and Mashke is b'kezayis. The Tanakama, however, says, I don't know whether he is saying the same thing as Rebbe Kiva, that it's always b'kezayis, both Ochel and Mashke. I only see Ochlin, I don't see what it says by Mashke. Mishnah Rishoyin, on the other hand, says, Hachi Yishter Revias Yayin, that it's, when you're talking about a mashke, then the shir is a revias. Neither of that is a big chiddush. You know, that if the Tanakhama is only talking about ochre, and the Mishnah Rishoyin is only talking about mashkin, so that's pretty standard. It's nothing mechudish. However, as we'll see in a moment, Toisis has two pshatim, and the first pshat of Toisis is that the Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Kiva, and when he says on the Yomid Aleph, Ein chayv at shiuchim and anovim kezayis, that the shir kezayis applies both to ochlin and mashkin. Even a mashkin, the shir is a kezayis. And the Mishnah Rishoyna is gezuntai.
Bless you.
It's the other way around. He holds ad shiyishter revias yayin, that both by ochlin and mashkin, the shir is a shir revias. Ooh, where's this toys that you're talking about? So Mendy's going to tell us we have to look at Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. Actually, we have to go ahead to Lamed Ches Omed Beis. Lamed Ches Omed Beis, that's the first full toises on the Omed, Lamed Ches Omed Beis. See, the Ein Rechayv Ad Shioichum and Anovim Kizayis. Says the toises. See, Mendy?
Yes.
V'uhadin B'shtir, the halacha of the Mishnah, the first halacha, even though he's only talking about Kizayis and eating Min Anovim from salads, same thing applies to drinking. To drinking wine, also shir kezayis. Which, of course, is just like behind the commissioner, achroina, like Rabbi Kiva did besamach. That's the same as Rabbi Kiva. That clear. Rabbi Kiva says you put the pas into the eye and the shir is a kezayis. So you see that he puts together oichlun amash. What about the Mishnah Rishon HaChiyish Terevias Yayin? Pirish, vuadin lachila berevias. Ooh, you see that? So now, we have something very mechudosh. According to this pshat and toises, we're not finished with the toises, but according to toises so far, according to Tanakama, both, if you're talking about midid achila and midid dishtia, shiris kezayis, just like Rebbe Kiva. And the Mishnah Rishoyna, when it says, achiyish terevias yayin, both midid achila and midid dishtia, this shir is a shir revias. We're not distinguishing between one or the other. Either they're all kezayis, or they're all kerevias. I know some of you are thinking to yourself, how can you go and eat a revias? How can you go and drink a kezayis? Well, that's the next pshat in the Tosfos. The Tosfos continues on. Ushtia b'kezayis, keitzan misharin. Right, we're continuing on in the same Tosfos, fifth line. How do you go and measure ushtia b'kezayis? So Tosfos. Meivian zayis aguri. A zayis aguri is a fancy type of a zayis that has a lot of shemen in it. V'shoike v'kois molayayin. You take.
He's quoting the Tosefta on this.
Okay.
It's exactly what the Tosefta says.
Okay, that's good. That's beautiful.
Where
thank
are we
you.
Now?
We are now in the Tosis Lamed Chesam Beis. That's the second volume. Okay. Second volume.
Yeah.
Lamed Chesam Beis. We're about 6-7 lines in. Okay. Where the Gemara asked,
okay,
how can you have shtia because I is keter misharis?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a displacement. Exactly right. You're taking a mevian zayis aguri. You take a zayis v'shoike v'kois molayayin. You have a kois molayayin, it's full to the top for Kiddush or for Havdalah, totally full, and then you drop the zayis in it. What do you think is going to happen? V'hayayin sheyoytze yomeno, that yayin that spills over on the side, and shoyse kiyoytze, but if you now drink that amount of the spilled over yayin, hayin dosocha kezayis. You see that's a kezayis because you dropped the kezayis in, and that's what displaced it when it fell out. So whatever spilled out on the side, dosocha kezayis. So even though you're talking about a mashke, it's a kezayis.
This is a proof that the Chachamim knew about Archimedes.
Pshata Shala.
Eureka.
And now, v'achila, how do you mishayir achila? Misharin in the kemoisha ochel min anovim. What you do is, noisnim b'kois molayayin. You start again with that same kois molayayin, and you figure out how much you're eating from the ochel. Im yoytzim in a yayin revias. If you drop that now into the yayin, into the kos, and revias spills out, hari ochal ki revias. In other words, take an amount that you're going to eat, or that you've eaten, whatever that amount happens to be, drop it into the kos, again you have the displacement. Once a full revias comes out, that ochal that you ate was the sheer revias,
so
because it displaced
it. Sounds like a bigger sheer than revias. It doesn't
say. It just says figure out the ochel that you're eating or that you ate and put it in. Theoretically, it could be less than a kezayis, and it's 3/4 of a kezayis. Anyway, Toysis doesn't really address the issue which one is larger, which one is smaller. But bottom line is, you could have a case of both Oichel and Mashke Bekezayis and Oichel and Mashke Berevis. The Kosher Ben Tam, Ben Tam is not happy with this. How Peter said, "Dein derech hatana b'shem mokem lahaktim mishnah achrona lemishnah rishayna b'seder." After all, once you're saying that the first sheet of the Tanakhama is just the same thing as Rebbe Akiva, that both Oichel and Mashke are in the same shear of the Kezayis, so then that's the first halacha. Then we throw in Mishnah Rishayna, and then we come back to Mishnah Achroin again, that's Rebbe Akiva. That's strange that you'd have the Mishnah Achroin before the Mishnah Rishayna. The Oy Koshin Metchila, Noket Kezayis, and Mishnah Achroin, Kerbe Akiva, and then Mafsi Bom Mishnah Rishayna, Vishim Chazolayim and Devre Rebbe Akiva. That's a Mishnah Shvein. And therefore we skip down to the second line of the middle wide lines in the Tosis. L'cheinir l'beinetam! The Masnisin Diktoni Bereisha, Chiyoichel Menan Novim Kezayis. Haina liba de kuli alma, de bachila kuli alma moide de bekezayis. The first halach is not like the Tosis said until now. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that the first man the Yomar HaMishnah holds, vamidi de achila etz bekezayis. Voloi pligi ela bishtia. Only machloik is like a bishtia. The Mishnah Rishoyna ad shi yishta revias kederach kol shtia, like kolatrina kula. And continue on. Umatrich shtiach berevias. I skipped a few words. Rabbi Kiva, Kiva nechzeb, anodim lachem viveshem, lo yoichal. Machila bekezayis, avkolisirim bekezayis, meva anovim, the vav kadorish. We have an extra vav, gesundheit, that tells you that you equate the ochel and the mashke, that they're both bekezayis. So now that we've seen the choices, coming back to our Mishnah and our Gemara, just for a quick recapitulation.
Yes, we do. We have
an extra Gemara.
We are a full service.
Oh, that's great.
Daf Yomi, class.
Isn't the amount of either wine or blood that can, in a revius that congeals equal to a kezayis? Isn't there an umdus somewhere that it's the one in the
same? That is true. It does say that by either yain or dam. I think it says it by dam.
Yes.
But our Gemara, since we're not dealing with dam, we're dealing with grape products, right. So then it's not the same.
It's not the same. Viscosity
and the density. Exactly. Okay. That's the answer. Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. So learning now, like Rabbeinu Tam concludes, the first mandiyomar, that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, he's only dealing with the ochlin, only with solids, not with liquids. Solids, the halacha is bekezayis. So what's the halacha by liquid? Right, then they ask what we learned in the Mishnah. Oh, a machloikis. Mishnah Rishonah says, when you're talking about mashke, it's a sheer. Revias. Rabbi Kiva says, no, even by mashke, it's the same sheer kezayis, just like the anovim. How do you do the sheer? How can you go and figure it out? Is that what Tosis said? The displacement, as you put it into the cross of yain, you'll see how much falls over on the sides. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned. And the first part of the Tosis was that even the Tanakam of our Mishnah, when he says Kezayis, refers to both Oichlin and Mashkin are both Bekezayis. The Mishnah Rishonu, which says, Ad sheyishta revias yain, he's talking about both Oichlin and Mashkin are sheer revias. Rabbi Kiva is like the Tanakama, again, that both Oichel and Mashke is a sheer kezayis.
But the kezayit is he drops a kezayit into the full cup.
You don't have to.
Which you don't have. But the point is that is a full kezayit, not the small amount, a smaller amount that might make up a soaked piece of bread.
Correct. Correct. So you're saying that the Rebbe Kiva is adding,
is much less.
Even if
that's our interpretation is correct. It could be that he's saying that the way that you worry about a kezayit of liquid is through the process of soaking up a kezayit.
Which you're saying is very nice, but notice when Kiva says filu shara pizza b'yayin. It sounds like this is not the exclusive method, but even this method.
I think we have a meeting there. There's a difference in the Josephine where Rabbi Kiva is designed.
Okay, very good. Anyway, welcome aboard, Shelley.
He has a Gemara. You have the second volume?
Second volume.
Wow, you're really on top of things.
That's beautiful.
But you're in the middle of the building.
We're not on top of things. Top of the Amid base.
Top of the Amid base. Right, exactly. Not top of things, on top of the Amid base. Thank you very much. You're in top form today. Okay, so we're on now the fourth line of Lamed Dalet Amid base. V'chayim ala yayin b'fnei atav, ala novim b'fnei atav, ala chatzanim and the Mifnei Yatzvan, the Alazog Mifnei Yatzvan, you don't have to go Mimitzdarif, the Yayin, Mithi Anovim, Mithi Chatzanim, Mithi Zogim. Each and every one of them is a separate Isser on its own. So if you have a Kazayis, for instance, of Anovim, or you eat a Kazayis of Chatzanim, or a Kazayis of Zogim, that's fine. As far as Yayin, it depends whether it's a Shir Kazayis, a Shir of Revius. But if you just eat that independently without all the other things, you can be Chayiv just the same. And each time, if there happens to be Eidim and Hasra, you get Malkus. I agree with you, everything that you said until now, with the exception of the Chatzanim and Zogim. Since the Pasuk used the expression Mechatzanim v'adzog lo yoichel, then you're not over if you eat only chatzanim, or if you eat only zogim, you got to eat them both together. And echay v'chayor chashne chatzanim v'zog together a shir kazayis. Others say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's chiddush is even if it's not a shir kazayis, if it's a barrier of two chatzanim with one zog, that's also enough to go and be mechuyif.
But cumulatively, it has to be a shir.
No.
It's
cumulatively, it has to be a shir, unless you hold that it's mitzadberia. Mitzadberia, then you don't need to have more than two chatzanim and one zog.
That's why you're at the shir.
Right. Of course. When you're not here, it's a chutzi shir, where you don't have the full shir. You want to know where chatzanim and zog are. Guess what? That's what the Mishnah asks. You're very kasha. What's the definition of chatzanim? What's the definition of zog? And as we'll see, it's a machlokes. Eilein chatzanim ve'eilein zogim. What are they? Hachatzanim elu hachitzoinim, hazogim elu hapnimim. Divrei Reb Yehuda. For those of you that have never seen a grape has three parts. It has the grape, which is the edible part that everybody enjoys. Then you have the outside shell, or otherwise known as peel, otherwise known as skin. I'm sure you can figure out other synonyms, but at least I can think of the skin and the peel and the shell.
The covering.
Good.
The pulp is what's inside.
The pulp is inside, exactly. That's the pulp. And then we get to the seeds. Those are the grape seeds. I don't know that. Oh, yeah, seeds and also pits, right? Some people say, those are the pits. Anyway, bottom line is which is which, says our Mishnah. Hachatzanim elu hachitzoinim. That's the outside peel, shell, skin, covering. Zogim are the pneumia, those are the middle guys. Those are the seeds or the pits. Tibur Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi disagrees, and he disagrees in a very emphatic and dramatic way. Reb Yossi holds the zog is the outer part, and that the chatzanim are the inner part. Reb Yossi oimesh loy tita. You're going to make a mistake again and again. Which one is it? Daniel is going to keep on asking which is the zog, which is the chatzanim. It's easy to remember. It's kizug shel behema. As you know, the behemoths in the good old days, and presumably today too, many of them have bells around their necks, and therefore the zug, which is the bell, has in it the clapper, which is called the invol. Most people know the difference between the bell and the clapper inside. This is the zug, this is the invol. So zogtzuch, the same thing when you're talking about the grape, the outside is the zug, like the zug, and the inside happens to be the chatzan. You shouldn't make that mistake. Kizug shel behema, hachitzoin is the zug, the outer part of the bell. That's the zug. That's the same thing. The outer part of the grapes is the zug. Hapanimi, the inner part. There it's the invol, the clapper, and over here it's the chatzan. There's another way of remembering it pretty easily, because every grape that has more than one seed, it only has one zug, but it has chatzanim. Yeah. Why would the Torah go from loshen yochid to loshen rabbi? Because in each grape, one zug and multiple chatzanim, assuming that it's not a seedless grape. Good. On to the Gemara. Zog the Gemara yet shloisha minim asurim bin nozim. Hatuma and the teglachas and the yayin and the gefen, like we had in our Mishnah. Now notice the Mishnah says, hayoytzim in hagefen. That was the loshen and Mishnah, right? What are the three in minim? Hatuma, teglachas, hayoytzim in hagefen. So now what means yoytzim in hagefen? Hashem Gemara, yoytzim in hagefen. In Geffen, atzmi like.
Excuse me, I heard it through the grapevine.
You heard it from the grapevine. That's great. That's great. Okay. Anyway, he oitzim in a geffen in geffen atzmi like, which means the derivative, the product, the produce of the geffen, as opposed to the geffen itself. Now, what do you mean the geffen itself? Masisin leker blozer, desanya blozer oimer. Afila alin v'lovin b'mashma. Not only are you over if you eat grapes, grape seeds, grape skins, but even if you eat the alan, the leaves from the grapevine, or the lovin, those are the shoots, which are edible, even if another eats those, he's also oiver. Ikad yamri lo ha-seifa. Others say the very same pshat that we just said now, but not based on the ratio, but on the seifa. That what? It says in the seifa, why does it say minanovim? In mehagefen atzmei loy. It's got to be that you eat from the grapes or the part of the grapes. It's got to be the grapes. But if eating from the gefen itself, from the vines, nisht, not like reblaza, the sign of reblaza, even the leaves and even the shoots are also mashva. Now the obvious question is, why can't you learn it from the ratio? Why do I need the sefer? After all, if you're making the diak from the ratio, yoytzim and a gefen, in gefen atzmeloi, that's already sufficient. I don't need to learn it from the sefer. So this is bothering both the Tosis and the Rosh. If you take a look at the Tosis, ikdi amri as sefer, that's about a few lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Ikdi amri sefer, avod yukad ratio loy, the mashma shaper, belishna da yoytzim and a gefen. I feel Alan will love the words. Hayotzim and the Geffen doesn't have to mean dafka, the produce, which are the grapes that come from the Geffen. Anything which is Yotzim, which extends from the Geffen. What does that include? The Alan, I'm sorry?
Stems from the Geffen.
Stems, yeah, you have
stems, stems.
Oh, that's stems. How come you didn't say that?
Because I was going to.
I know you were going to.
But I knew that it would stem from him.
Ah, very good. Beautiful, beautiful. Anything that post. Stems, said even then the shoots and even the leaves are also stems. That's Toises. However, the Rosh adds another Knech. Some of you may remember that there was a person called Parai, and there was Yosef who was in the dungeon, and in the Sarah Mashkin and the Sarah Oifim, and the Sarah Mashkin says, and in my dream, in B'chaloimi, the Geffen Shloisha Sarigim, in the Geffen itself, were extending, stemming, yeah, he was going to say it, good. Then even, so what does that mean, Srigim? Srigim are referring to these types of shoots, those things that are coming out. Oh, so that's the Geffen itself as well. Ah, so take a quick look at the Rosh. Rosh is about four lines from the top. V'ikad yamri lei asefa. Got that? The Rosh at the top. Men anovim in men agefen loy. The duke of the racial and mashal, he's not happy with the racious duke. The Alan Vululovin Bechlal Yoitzim and a Geffen Ninu Dechsiv Ova Geffen Shloisha Sarigim. So that being the case, in the Resha I could not make this Diuk, but in the Sefer I can. So bottom line is, our mission does Deloy Kereblazer, you're only chayv if you eat. A Nozer is only chayv if you eat actual grapes, and not grape leaves, and not grape shoots. But my Kabifa Kereblazer, what's the machlokes between Reb Lozer and the Chacham? So from now until the end of today's blat, as well as tomorrow, in Yetz Hashem, we're going to go a little bit into the halachas of how you darshan psukim, and this is the famous midas Rabbi Shmuel that we say in the morning, and that our Bal Tefillah this morning so said so beautifully, that you have the klal uprat to klal, you have the klal, you have the klal uprat, and the prat and the klal. So we're going to deal with that, and also the riboy, miyad v'riboy. So in Micah Mithli, what's the machloek between Reb Lozer? Remember, Reb Lozer includes the lulavim and the alen lulavim, and the chacham disagree. So how do they dash? So if you want Reb Lozer, dorish ribui umiuti, rabbanan darshi kloli uprati. Now, as a general rule, what's an afkimina between a klal and a prat, and a ribui and a miut? Klal uprat, a klal, of course, we have throughout Shas, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel incorporated as part of his yud gimel midas. Klal, what happens if you start off with a klal? Klal means, of course, a very broad term. And then immediately the Torah throws in the word prat, which is a much more restricted, limited term. So if it's only the klal of prat, we say, ein bechlal ela mashi bevrat. By the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu threw in the prat after the klal, don't think it's this huge klal, unlimited, unrestricted. No, it's this limited, restricted prat. Ein bechlal ela mashi bevrat. On the other hand, if you have a ribui umiyot, okay, so by klal uprat, the prat is not just making exceptions, but rather the prat is now defining the klal. Don't think that this is a very broad klal. It's only the prat. We're defining that it's limited to the prat, and that's it. However, if you're doing riboy umiyot, it's not a definition that we are defining the riboy by the miyot, but rather we're saying we started with a riboy, and we're going to be memayit something. What are we going to be mamayit? It depends on the context. Depends what you're dealing with. However, this is not a definition of the riboy, but rather it's a limitation on the riboy. Don't think it's everything. It's only certain things.
What's the difference between a klal and a riboy?
Let's get back to that in a moment. What happens if you have a klal, uprat uklal? You start off first with a general, and then you have the specific, and then the general. Then we say, ein bechlal. No. I'm sorry. Klal uprat, ein bechlal, ele mashim befrat. If you have klal, uprat uklal, then you go and say it's ke'en haprat. Ke'en haprat means that we are not saying it's only this prat. The second klal comes to tell you that anything which is similar to this prat as well, it's going to be ke'en.
So the prat becomes the defining issue.
Oh, very good. That's when you're talking about a klal uprat a klal. Therefore, right. What happens is that when you have your ribuy and your miut, the ribuy and miut alone accomplishes the same as a klal uprat uklal. Because a klal uprat uklal makes it anything which is ke'en haprat. When you have the ribuy and miut, since I'm only being a mite certain items, those things which I'm leaving in the ribuy, those are the things which are the ke'en haprat, and those things which I'm being mamayit that I'm excluding are those things which are not ke'en haprat. Now getting back to what Bill was asking before. The word ribuy and klal are basically synonymous terms. However, it depends on how you're using it for drushes purposes. If you only had your ribuy or you only had your klal, then the floodgates are open, everything is included. It's by the fact that after the ribuy or the klal that you have now this prat or this miut, prat meaning just one item or two items or whatever. So now the question is, what effect does that have on that general klal that we had before? So if you learn with the klal uprat approach, then ein bechlal el mashe befrat, we start off with this huge klal, it's only the prat, that's it, nothing more, nothing less. If you go, however, with the approach of ribuy and miut, the miut just limits the ribuy, but it doesn't say it's exclusively this miut. It's not the defining term, as Shelley said a moment ago. It's just a limiting term. As we'll see in our Gemara, what practical effects we have from all of that. So now the Gemara says, Reblaza dorish ribuy umiuti. And it's going to be interesting because we're going to start off with the miut before the ribuy and the prat before the klal, which of course is not your normal klal. This is a prat, this is a exclusive type of thing here. Okay, so Reblaza dorish ribuy umiuti. It says in the pasuk miyayin v'sheicher yazir, that's a miut, meaning it's only yayin v'sheicher. Sheicher is an older form of wine. A sheicher does not mean beer.
Aged wine.
It was on aged wine, but it certainly does not mean beer, at least not in this context. It's miyayin v'sheicher yazir. So that's a miut. Meaning we're being very specific, wine and aged wine. And then it's a mikoyle sheyosem gefen hayayin. That's very broad. That's riba. That's marba. Everything l'choyre. So now I have a miut v'riba. So when I have such a miut v'riba, the riboy is now overwhelming the miut. It's riba hakoyle. I thought initially that the nozer is only has upon him the prohibition of yayin v'sheicher yazir. It's much broader. Anything that comes gefen hayayin, riba, it's riba hakol. So now my riba kol mili. It's marba everything. My miut. So what is it? Mamayit miut shebeshta. What the Gemara is saying is that Rebbe Lozer learns his din of alan v'lulavim from the halacha, from the pasuk of mikol ashiyosim gefen hayayin, because the ashiyosim gefen hayayin has now overwhelmed the prat. And is telling you anything which is ke'en haprat, meaning it's not like a klal uprat. Zumtai.
Excuse me, thank you.
You're very welcome. When you say ein b'chlal ele mashe b'frat, because if we would say that, we would say only yayin v'sheicher, period, ein b'chlal mashe b'frat. No. Because of the fact that we're learning ribuy or miut, or in this case, miut for ribuy, the ribuy goes and takes over everything, and all you can do is identify certain things that you're going to be mamayit. You're going to limit the breadth of this gewaldige ribuy. So what am I going to be mamayit? I'm going to be mamayit those things which are the farthest removed from the inyan of yoitzim and hagefen. What would that be? A shebeshta. Shebeshta means a branch which is extending from the grapevine, which is inedible because of the fact that it's so hard. But what is included? Alan v'lulavim, because alan v'lulavim are edible. I'm not saying that everybody goes around eating grape leaves or eating grape shoots, although I'm sure there's a market for that.
In the Middle East, grape leaves.
Mediterranean.
That's great to know. Anyway, so bottom line is, what we would do with Dr. Shevlin and David and everybody else here. Good. Anyway, the point is, as a result of the miut v'riboy, says Reb Elazar, Alan who love and are included. All the miut has done is taking out anything which is not ke'en aprat. So what is ke'en aprat in our case?
Edible.
Anything which is edible. Uh-huh. Grapes are edible. And grape leaves are edible. And grape shoots are edible.
And eating grape seeds are edible.
And grape seeds are edible. And grape skins are edible.
Even the core of the tree of the vine is edible if you cook it. It doesn't say visual or non-visual.
Maybe we'll, if you have an opportunity during Bein HaZman, we'll all go out to a vineyard and we'll start cutting down a couple of trees, which you're not allowed to because it's Eitz Machel. And we'll go and cut it.
I don't see the grape trees.
I don't know if you
cut it. It's a vine. No trees.
It's the vine.
What about grapefruit?
It's the vine.
Grapefruit.
But I want to suggest.
It's a vine order.
Maybe it's too strong.
I want to suggest that sometimes grapes do not develop. So they're kind of very small.
Very mature.
Right. And immature.
Right.
Are we talking about them?
That's a very good question. Please hold that question, because we're going to address it in another couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yes, especially in your honor, Shelley. Anyway, I think everybody agrees that what Barry was saying a moment ago, that grapefruit is not included.
No.
Okay, anyway, so we have now our miut v'ribuy according to Reb Elazar, and that's how I know the Reb Elazar holds that we include Alan Vululovim, because those are Ke'en HaPrat, even though we're using the term Ke'en HaPrat in a case of Miut V'Riboy is not really appropriate, we should say it's Ke'en HaMiut. It's Ke'en the Miut. And therefore, Alan Vululovim are included. But the one thing that we have to be Mamayit, that we have to exclude, after all, if we're including everything, then what do I need the Miut for? So the Miut has to exclude something, exclude Shebeshta, which means real woody, real hard vines or shoots or whatever, which are inedible. That is Reb Elazar. For Rabbanan Darshi Klali Upratu. The Rabbanan Darshin Klal Upratu Klal. In our case, it's not a Klal Upratu Klal. It's a Prat Uklal Uprat. What is that? Miayin B'Sheikh Yazir. Same words as before. That's a Prat. Mikolashi also be given the Yayin. That's a Klal. Mechatzan of Yadzog. Chozar Uparat. Prat Uklal Uprat. Iyat Adon Elek En Haprat. Sounds like Prat Uklal Uprat is the same as a klal uprat uklal.
Yeah.
That's what you feel.
Yeah,
right?
And also, I don't think we have in the Shoshas Ribidos, we wear prat uklal uprat.
That's what today, that's right, the Kiddush, right. Yeah.
But the prat still rules.
Yes, that's correct. So now the question is there a difference between a klal uprat uklal and a prat uklal uprat? And the answer is yes, but it's a very, very minimal, small difference. How do I know? Look at the Tosis next to our Gemara. Liyayin v'sheikh yazeh prat. Mida zu nitno li doresh of a prat uklal uprat. Ki en klal uprat uklal. V'yesh chilik tzas ben amidus. But there is a small difference. How are we going to know? What is that? Kirikasa b'sefer sugi mitzvah. I'm going to learn that tomorrow. Everybody, wait for the exciting news. The chilik between the klal uprat uklal and the prat uklal uprat. Good. Anyway, beginning back to our Chacham in the meantime, where we have now the Prat Uklal Uprat. And again, it's Eyat Adon El Ke'en HaPrat. Ma'aprat Mefurish Pri Upsoilis Pri. Just like the Torah refers to both a Pri and a Psoilis Pri. Afko Pri Upsoilis Pri. The what means Pri Upsoilis Pri? That the Torah is Mefurish Pri, and that I'm being Marbe Pri Upsoilis Pri.
So you get to include Shvishta.
I'm sorry?
That would include.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's less. Cloud is less inclusive than Ribuy Miut.
Exactly.
Ribuy Miut is much more inclusive.
Exactly. So now, just put your finger over there, and because I know that everybody is agitated and wants to know, what is this pre, all about? So, we're going to skip now to the first wide line, Omamar, at the end of the line. Omamar, Mahaprat Mefurash, just like when the Torah is referring to it, it says, Befedish, pre-upsoilispri, Avkol, pre-upsoilispri. Dr. Mara, what does that mean? What does it say, Befeshim Torah Pri? That's envy. That's Anovim Lachim Viveshim Loyoch. That's Befeshim. And also says, Psoilis Pri, Mahi, that's the Choymet. Pasuk says, Miyain Mesheikh Yazir, Choymet Yain, Vachoymet Sheikh Vayishta. That's considered to be Psoilis because it's a shtickle sour. If you're talking about the Choymet Yain and Choymet Sheikh, Choymet is usually vinegar. In Yiddish, it's called esek. Anyway, bottom line is, that's the pri, and the psoilus pri that the Torah is talking about, that is pefeish. But now that we're doing ke'en aprat, what's ke'en aprat? Afko pri mahi goharki. What's goharki? Look down at the Tosis, three lines from the bottom. Mm-hmm. What does it say, goharki? Pirish?
Yes.
What does it say?
Boser.
What's boser?
Those are those immature grapes.
Those immature, unripened grapes. Who was the one that was mechadish that about 5 or 10 minutes ago?
Shelley.
Oh, you see, you're mechamin to the Gemara, to the Tosis. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's goharki. That's the unripened grapes. Wow. That's what we learned from the pri. What is the af called? The psoilis pri mayu? What is my heat? What is that? Amrav kahana lisuye invi dichri. Nebusai is invi dichri. So again, we have a Tosis down below. It's a very short Tosis. You can tell your family members we learned entire Tosis in today. Look, in the different, anovim shehisliu. These are wormy grapes. Wormy. That's why it's called psoilis pri. So, getting back to our Gemara, telling us
a question. Male grapes, the mealy ones. Why not female grapes be the mealy ones?
I don't know. If it would be female grapes, then the feminists would protest. Right. If it happens to be male, my less is no problem.
And Avos is not an Avos.
No, but it's why labeling them in ways different? Zachar.
Because if we would say Nekeva, Nekeva, all the feminists would get up and make a mass protest, and then the progressives would pay for
this
it.
This is a Nun and Invin, and Nun is usually feminine, so the Tosfos was explaining, no, it's Anavim.
Right. No, it doesn't make it. The bottom line is the definition in the different.
There's so much out of this.
Exactly.
I'm standing up for men that they should always be blamed for things.
Yes, I think we're going to be blamed anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
So you're saying so dry raisins are definitely also for a nuzzer also.
And based on our Gemara,
evasion, evasion,
exactly. Oh, it's black and white, and it's wet and dry. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So what's the conclusion that we have? Is that we had a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, whether lulavim and anovim and lulavim are included. Lulavim, not like the lulav that you have for lulav and esrim, but we're talking about the leaves and the shoots. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's included because he has that broader riboy miut apparatus or mechanism to learn, technique, approach.
Exegesis.
Good, very good. I'm not looking, yeah, good. Anyway, so the point is, yes, I understand. So that's, I was afraid of that. So we have the
exegesis.
So we have the miut and the riboy. Since we're marba, everything we include, even the alim and lovim, the only thing that we're mamay, the shebeshta, which is totally inedible. The Rabbanan, however, they learn only from a prat, uklal, uprat. It's got to be kena prat. So the kena prat adds additional things to regular grapes. Those are the inferior grapes, those that have not fully ripened yet and developed. And we're talking about the psoilus, the gabi, the choymets, that includes also the wormy grapes. Fine. Mm. But it does not include alim lulavim, because those are not even close. It's mikotze lekotze, nothing to do with grapes. It has to do with the outgrowth in the stems of the grapevine
itself.
That's not included. Fine. Now, continuing on the Gemara, going back to where we were. Freiting Mar, Imaha Prat Mefurish Pri Gomor. It's about 10 lines before the white lines. Now, the way the Rush learned Pshat in the Gemara, this Kasha of the Gemara is not really specific to our discussion of Reb Elazar and the Chum, but just in general, how do you formulate what is considered to be a prat and ke'ena prat. After all, ke'ena prat, maybe if you say a grape, grapes, what color would you say grapes are?
Purple.
Purple. So maybe only purple things are included. It's got to be ke'ena prat.
Or shaped like a grape, like an olive.
It's got to be shaped like a grape. Anybody else can think of it, and it has to be the same weight, same color. Maybe that's the ke'ena prat. How do you know that you go and say ke'ena prat is in pre, and so that's how the Rosh learns Pshat in the Gemara.
Sweet, like raspberry.
Want. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's
what about
sweet.
Green grapes?
Oh, what about green grapes? Good. If you look at the rush on the side, it's about two thirds down. It says im mahaprat mafurish pri gomer pirish hu de mafarish vi ozel dim kol klal uprat uklal oy prat de uklal uprat amay marbinan kena prat. How do you work that? What is the exact
mechanism?
The mechanism of working out that technique of the klal uprat uklal.
It's a kabbalah. It's a kabbalah, though. No matter what it is, it has to be a kabbalah. You can't darshan it on your own.
No, 100%. So how does that Kabbalah, how is that formulated?
Right.
Since you're saying Kena Prat, we said Kena Prat means pre, upsoilus pre. Maybe I should go and say it's got to be a pre-gomer, just like the Yandom got to be a pre-gomer. So if you ima prat mafurish back to imar ima prat mafurish pre gomer av kol pre gomer the amris that cannot be command. Use your seichel in kein mahindiach l'cha kasev mashmoi. What do I need the extra klal uprat to klal or the prat to klal uprat to be marbe something? Pre gomer shteitach shloi amra mahindiach l'cha kasev b'mashmoi shloi amru. What did the pasuk leave out that you have to now be marbe ken aprat? After all, anovim lavim viveishim oksivi. Grapes and raisins already say. Yain v'choymitz ha'ksivi. You're talking about regular wine or aged wine or wine that is spoiled wine, which is now vinegar. All of that says already b'feirish. I don't need a limud to be marba things that say b'feirish. Ein alech alod and koloshen achrein. Don't learn like you just tried to learn based on pre-gomor and the koloshen rishon, meaning that it's pre, oops, I was pre. And the Gemara continues again. Now that we're including everything, so what do I need the mechatzan of adzog? What did we just say now? What we said now is that you started off with a prat and then a klal. And then you added on yet another prat. You had a prat, uklal, uprat. Based on that, you said it has to be kena prat. Frank Timora, why? Why don't you just go and say prat, uklal? And say prat and klal, the klal probably tells you kena prat. What do I need the extra prat for at the end? That was Timora's question. Again, back to Timora. Zog Timora, ma tam aloy mechatzan avad zog. What do I need the... Oh, let's go back one line earlier. Umeachish is seifena l'rabbis kol dover. L'rabbis kol dover means ke'en ha'prat, that you're adding everything which is similar. What do I need mechatzan v'atzog? Why don't you just simply say the prat and the klal? Stop there and say it's ke'en ha'prat. So t'yimor lo imulach. In fact, this mora, this limud is telling you, kol mokim she'atem moitze, if you only have a prat or klal alone, without the follow-up prat, like we have the chatzan v'atzog. Yad rishon l'moshchum l'duni ke'en ha'prat, then you don't learn it ke'en ha'prat. Rather, the klal overwhelms the prat and adds so much more. You wouldn't say k'ena prat. When would you say k'ena prat? Until you have a case like us. We have the prat, uklal, uprat. Then you say k'ena prat. If you only have prat uklal, then it would be much, much broader and much wider type of isur. Amamar. Now we're just going to repeat what we said before. Amamar, my proper food is pre-absolvus pre, I've called pre-absolvus pre. Pre means in the regular grapes. Absolvus pre, mahi, that's choymitz, that's the vinegar. I've called pre, mahi, koyharki, that's the boiser. This is what Shelley said already about half an hour ago. Right? I've called absolvus pre, mahi, what is that? Amravkanalus, in the dichrim, which are not the male, but rather the wormy and of. Okay, then the Bosik says, mechatzan of the adzog. What's the lotion? Mechatzan the adzog. After all, it could have said in the pasuk, "Anovim lachim iveshim, chatzanim zog." All those things lo yachid. What's a chatzanim? Chatzanim the adzog. Amaravina liyisuye debein habeinayim. You shouldn't think that you're only over if you eat the skins or the peels or the outside, the shells or the coverings, and or if you eat the seeds. It comes to say the bein habeinayim. That's the flesh in between the actual grape flesh itself. That's also that's chatzanim the adzog.
Why would you possibly not think that's included? That's the essence. That's the pulp. That's the essence of the grape.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, if it's chatzanim of adzog,
it could be that the Gemara means that. How do you know that it's all mitzaref to the same shiur?
Okay. But even still, that's the goof.
There's also pulp fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Omamar. So now we're going to basically repeat the same part that we had in the Bryce a few lines ago. It's just repetition. Omamar. Ima prat mafurish pri gomer. Afko pri gomer. Maybe you learn the prat to tell you a pri gomer. Amris, that cannot be. And kemanicha kosum mashmoy shloi omrei. After all, in the Torah in Befeish. Anovim lach miveishim oksivi. Iyayim vachoyimitz oksivi. Ha'ein alech lodut kaloshin achrein. Don't learn like the Loshin Achrein that it comes to be marba pri gomer. El kaloshin risha, which was the pre and the psoilus pre, like we said before. Let me ask you something, the rabbi's called over, since we're going to be marba everything. Ma tamalei mechatzan v'adzog, what do I need a chatzan v'adzog? Just have the prat and the klal. What do I have to have the prat, klal? Oh, prat? Loimaloch, komok sh'atam winti prat uklal. Iyatu rishoy lemoishchum ledunik en a prat. You don't go and extend it and say ken a prat. Ella, it would only be a prat uklal alone. Ella nasa klal moishchum le prat. And it would be moishchum virtually everything. until you have a befeirish, a follow-up prat, having a klal u, a prat u klal u prat, what is the follow-up prat over here? Mechatzan vatzog, then I say it's ke'ena prat. If it would just, however, be prat u klal, nasa klal, mois will the prat be mois of virtually everything. Mm-hmm. We'll stop over here, boys, I mention we continue tomorrow.
Wow. Wait, let's get a...
You can bring a tent, it'll be very nice. Oh, yeah.